Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Matt and Tiger BLS. What a beautiful day it is here in Kansas City. I'm the best dressed in the Midwest, Matt. And to my left is my absent, silver-tongued, business-minded, selling like there is no tomorrow, Tiger Taylor. Now, so Tiger isn't here today. He's probably at home or probably at work. Haven't talked to him all day. So we're going to go ahead and do the show without the guy. It's not going to be the same. So if you have 5 minutes, if you have 3 minutes, 3 minutes max, go to iTunes, like us, hate us, love us, disown us. Just tell us what you like, and we'd love to hear from you. So today is Friday. Every Friday we come to you with the top 10, top 5, and today we're talking about sales. Now, Tiger and I were very, very good sales. We worked in the car industry. I worked in the fashion industry. He worked in the casino gaming industry as sales. Worked in the fitness and health industry as sales. And we're really good at what we do. The reason or how we got to what we do so well is that we study the great. Now, we're going to discuss the world's greatest past and present salesmen and women. So today, let's just go ahead and dive right in. Now, everybody loves Jordan Belfort, the Wolf of Wall Street. Sell me this pin. It's not, I love that. It's not the fact that you're selling the pin, you're selling what the pin does. You're selling yourself. Grant Cardone, if you ever have time, we're going to talk about Grant Cardone later on in the podcast. Grant Cardone has a grueling YouTube channel. It's called The Interview. And he asks you, sell this cup of water or sell yourself. Most people sell the water. They don't take time to sell themselves because when you do make a sell, that's exactly what you're selling. You're selling yourself. So check that out. Grant Cardone, the interview. It's some grueling stuff if you want to be a part of his team. So Jordan Belfort, the Wolf of Wall Street, he says his top tip is sales is transformation of emotion. Transformation of emotion. So what I'm thinking of is if you want to sell the people on your vision. You have to inspire them and motivate them. You have to motivate your team. You have to motivate the buyer. You have to believe in what you're selling. So I think he has it right when he says it's a transformation of emotion. Now, number two is Tim Ferriss says that you need to learn to communicate. Now, communication is very, very important. You always have to improve your communication. I was reading, I think it was Aristotle or Socrates, and he talks about how men communicate with words and women communicate with pictures. Say that I'm communicating to my wife, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I was at the bar, and I met this really nice young lady, and we talked for a minute, and that was it. Well, my wife sees it as you met this really, really hot chick, and you guys were flirting back and forth. That's how they see it. But I just spent money and had some drinks. So always improve in your communication. Know who you're talking to. Know your clientele. And know who you're selling to. Now, practice your communication. Write it down. Read it out loud. Practice in the mirror. Because with your practice, you're going to get better. Now, Tim Ferriss says that he makes a note every time he buys something. Sometimes the reason of this being, he can go back and look why he bought. So he looks at the ads, the commercials, and anything and everything that will direct him. Anything and everything, why he bought it, why it directed him to that, and then he'll dissect it and wonder why he bought it. He'll write notes about it, and then he'll go back. And no matter if he spends $500, $5,000 on it, that's what he does every time. So number three is Gary Vaynerchuk. My main man, is to listen. Now, man, you need to listen to your clients. Take people out to lunch. So for a whole week, he talks about, do not talk about self. Talk about getting to know that person. Ask them. To me, I want to ask them what their struggles are. What are you lacking in your business to get you to the next level? Pay attention to the customer. If their aunt or their uncle or their father, their mother, or their girlfriend, or wife, the son's kids, say they like the Kansas City Royals, okay? Pick up a little hat and say, hey, man, I got you this gift. I'm showing initiative that I want to get to know you more and more. And they'll feel comfortable with you, and they'll be like, okay, he's really paying attention to me. He's really doing this. We have them up. We have that bond, and those customers are going to keep on coming back to you. They're going to rely on you. They're going to have trust in you. It's better to keep an old customer satisfied than a distant customer. So remember that. So Brian Tracy, another one of my guys, he says, become a lifelong learner. Okay? So the quality of your thinking affects the quality of yourself. You need to think positive, be positive, and you need to read. Listen, read, listen. Read and listen. That's it. Read, listen, and attend seminars. All the greats say that. Tony Robbins, Les Brown, Jim Rohn, Brian Tracy, Gary Vaynerchuk. They're always talking about reading, listening, attending seminars. The more knowledge, the greater the reward. And it's really that simple. Read an hour of your day. It's 4% of your day. Attend seminars. And whenever you attend those seminars, you get around like-minded people and you can network. You can go out for a beer. You can talk about what's going on. Most businesses and most transactions and most sales are made, most ideas are made at the bar or at a dinner table or lunch. It's hardly ever in the class, in the office setting. So guys, I can't ever say his last name. I don't know. I always mess it up. Big tech guy in California, huge startup. He said, suck down. I was like, what is suck down? So what he talks about whenever he says suck down is don't suck up to the CEO or the CIO. They are not the ones using the product. And I was like, okay, well, that's true. They're not the ones using the product. They're the ones using the company. So I started to think, okay, maybe he's right. And then he talks about it's the interns, it's the office assistants, it's the summer help, it's the new hires, it's everybody that's in the office. Not the CEOs, not the president, not the CIOs. So suck down. Those are the people that you need to reach, not the top dogs, but the middle guy. You need to reach those guys. You need to reach those men and women. You need to reach those students. These are the people that you need to reach. My boy Grant Cardone, dominate your market. Let me say that again. Dominate your market. Don't compete, but dominate. And that's exactly what he says, is that don't compete in your market. Dominate your market. Listen to this always again. Brian Tracy has iterated this many, many times. Grant Cardone says, always read, prepare, attend, and listen. Man, I'm going to start applying those in my everyday. Read, prepare, attend, listen. I'm going to say this one more time. Grant Cardone, top salesman, 10X, baby. Read. Prepare, attend, listen. If you want to be successful in business, those are the things you got to do. Now, Mary Kay Ash, Mary Kay, my girl, beauty herself, she says, don't limit yourself. Don't put limits on yourself. You can do anything you put your mind to. Anything. You got to have two things, hard work and a dream. And you can become anything you want in life. That's it. Zig Ziglar says, he's number... I lost count, but I'm going to keep on going. Zig Ziglar, everyone is a salesperson. I remember reading a book, and he says, everyone is a salesperson. A baby is a salesperson. Right whenever you come out of the womb, you're a salesperson. Because you're crying, you're selling yourself, you're crying for attention or food. Whenever you get older, you're selling yourself. You're selling yourself to your wife. You're selling yourself to a company. You're selling yourself to a client. You're selling yourself to a university. You're always selling yourself. So be cautious of that. So this brings up a good mind. Whenever I was a coach at the University of Haskell and the University of Kansas, I would pay attention to what was posted on social media. I was under a coach named Adam Rohrbach, very good guy, very good guy. And he taught me, be careful what you post on social media because they're always watching. So if you're a young athlete, if you're in a business, and you're working your way up to the top, watch what you put on social media. Watch what you put Simple as that. No drama on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. No sexual stuff on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. None of that stuff. Watch what you put. Because I've seen students lose scholarships because they couldn't sell themselves because we're seeing who they truly are. I've seen people not move up because they're trying to sell themselves, but hey, here's what it is. This is what you're talking about. Don't do that. Sell yourself right. And last but not least is me, Michael. Self-motivation, ladies and gentlemen. Matthew Waits says self-motivation. Start where you stand and work with whatever tool you have. And better tools will be found as you go. Got that from Napoleon Hill. Trying to make it my own right now, but that's exactly right. Start where you're at. And once you get better, better tools will come along. Now, there's only four or five things that you need. Take what you want out of this. Done my research. Watched videos. Read books. There's a lot of stuff that salesmen really, really need. Now, I don't like really pushy salesmen. Yeah, it's cool to make a sell, but don't push me all the time. Don't push me. Don't be too pushy. Don't push them away. Give them enough attention. Make them feel good. Draw them in. Sales is pretty simple. They'll tell you exactly what they need, and you just lead them to it. That's it. Car salesman. Whenever I was a car salesman, I was, okay, what are we looking for today? Who's the lucky one? I make you feel like you're the lucky one. You get to drive home today. Well, this is what we need. Blah, 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 blah. Okay? Let me show you. And I'm going to take you to everything you ask. I'm not going to be like, well, you can't afford it. You can't do this. You can't do that. No. I'm here to make the sell within the first 15 seconds. You're going to form your opinion on me for the first 15 seconds. When I'm selling suits, when I'm selling cufflinks, when I'm selling ties, pocket squares, anything, 15 seconds. So whenever I walk into the store, you got 15 seconds to show me what's up. If I walk into a store and you're not there, the world's worst store, I'm not going to name anyone names, but every time I'm in there, no one to be found. And when they are found, they're either laying on the counter on their phones. Please, if you're a business owner, stop this. If you got time to lean, you got time to lean. But anyways, I'm just ranting on. Tiger's not with us today. It's just me, so you get a little bit of me today. Now, we're going to do a Style Sunday. It's just going to be over 10 to 15 things that you need to do or get rid of to be stylish this spring. As for me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm the best dressed in the Midwest, Matt. I hope you find these tips, these little nuggets of information helpful. If no one tells you they love you today, just remember we do. Good night.